build our next 3-year strategic plan. KBOO embodies equitable social change, shares knowledge, and fosters creativity by delivering locally rooted and diverse music, culture, news, and opinions with a commitment to the voices of oppressed and underserved communities. We've been serving the Portland community since 1968 and are one of the oldest independent community radio stations in the country. The person or group who is selected will co-lead the development of a strategic plan with the KBOO Strategic Planning Support Workgroup, made up of volunteers, board members, and staff. More details about the application process can be found at kboo.fm/planRFP2015.
Yeah, hi, this is Disability Awareness. I'm Grace Eagle Reed, and I have four fascinating, wonderful guests today. I have a couple of announcements to start us out. This is actually a victory. On September 25th, 2015, the Northwest Association for Blind Athletes, Northwest NWABA, raised $20,000 to support their organization. So that is a victory and a shout out to them. And if you want to be involved in the Northwest Association for Blind Athletes, the phone, I'm just going to give you a toll-free number, 1-800-880-9837. Again, 1-800-880-9837. If you want to be involved with that. There is also another organization, and I didn't know about this one either, but it's called FAIR, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and that's something I'm going to join here pretty soon, or I guess I've joined it. I didn't know it. Anyway, so they had a broadcast called People with Disabilities Are Telling Their Own Stories, and so that is something that's ongoing. And if you want to get involved with FAIR, it would be best to go to FAIR.org, and that's where you can reach them, and that's an ongoing broadcast. Okay, on to our guest. I have Sandra Clark and Janice Koch. They are co-chairs of the Healthy Columbia Willamette Collaborative. It sounds very important. I also have Amy Anderson, who is associated with them, and she is a community advocate and researcher, and she's commissioner in Exit. But she's going on to... Anyway, she'll talk about that, huh? But she's community advocate and researcher. I was at one of the meetings that she was at, and she's dynamite. Anyway, and LaVon Heister. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That would be correct.
That is LaVon Heister. She is chair, commissioner, the chair of the Commissioner on Disability, which apparently I'm going to enter that arena pretty soon. So I'm meeting my chair. Thank you. So why don't we start off? Go. It's your show. Blither on. This is very important work. You guys are major players in the world of disability arena. So.
Well, I thank you so much for having us on your show today.
And this is Sandra.
Yes, this is Sandra Clark, and I'm here with Janice on behalf of the Healthy Columbia Willamette Collaborative. And that's a mouthful, but what it stands for is a collaborative of 15 hospitals and 4 county health departments Clark County, Clackamas, Multnomah, and Washington County, so our region, and two coordinated care organizations, HealthShare of Oregon and Family Care, which provide services to people on the Oregon Health Plan here in the Tri-County area. And what we do is we've come together as a collaborative to conduct community health needs assessments. And hospitals, CCOs, and health departments all need to conduct community health needs assessments on a regular basis. And so we come together as a collaborative in order to work together and align on efforts. And part of that is getting input from impacted communities, especially communities that tend to be invisible and not heard when we talk about the community broadly. As we know, people can get left out from that big conversation. And so this year in our assessment, we're doing some targeted community engagement work, and that's where Amy Anderson really comes in, where she's been working with us on this part.
Go ahead, Amy, and tell us what you're about.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for hosting us. I am a member of the community longstanding. I have about 19 years in community justice volunteer work. And the rest of the years I've spent in trying to help folks like myself who have disabilities make it in the world so that we could be healthier and happier. And one of the ways I found that we could do that is by participating in any kind of activity that allows our voices to be heard. And so on that note, I was invited in last year to be part of the Columbia Willamette Collaborative in order to assure that the community voice was heard. And from that, we have created a survey that we want every single citizen in the four counties to visit and fill out. It's www.healthycolumbiawillamette.org. And we have it offered in five separate languages, so you'll see the languages listed on top. We're also estimating to host about 15 or 16 private listening sessions, and all that information will go into a report which will be made available, and that report will be used to create a strategic plan for all of these communities, which include the people with disabilities. So please fill out our survey.
Yes.
And we'll be in touch.
And we'll give the websites at the end of the show. So have your pencil and pen ready. And of course, as you know, we have, you can reach me if you miss any of this. So, LaVon.
So part of what I'm here for today as the chair of the Commission on Disability is earlier we heard about invisible communities. And the disability community is oftentimes invisible. And one of the things that we're looking at, we don't have as much to do with health at the city because we advise the city of Portland. Our job is to help to transform government, to make government through the city of Portland more accessible to people with disabilities, and to also help them look at not just is it accessible, but are we creating a place that is welcoming? Are we creating a place where we're listening to this community and bring this community out of the shadows where it's been hidden for so long? Yeah. There's so many issues going on right now, like housing, affordable housing, but do we hear very much about accessible housing? Because it must be affordable and accessible. Do we hear about being close enough to the resource cores? Because I know I'm one of the many people with disabilities who has actually ended up kind of being into forced displacement. And that's happening all the time with our community, but we're not hearing about it. But we are part of that gentrification conversation, and we're not hearing about it. And so by having the commission, we're trying to bring the voice forward. And right now, we're really in a time of doing a lot of assessment of how the commission works to figure out how most effectively to change government and to make it so that we are making sure that everybody's voice who needs to be heard can be heard. People like Amy, who are going to be transitioning off because she's served two terms and she's done a great job, One of the things that we're looking at is Amy's gotten onto another commission, onto the Housing Commission. And so one of the things I was talking with one of the city council members about recently was having people who are transitioning off go ahead and get into advisory roles yes. in other places other than just the Commission on Disability.
Amazing. These are big projects. This is huge, folks. I feel so honored having all of you at the mic here. I know, Levon, that I'm also involved with and thinking about coming onto the commission, so there it is, you know, and the housing issues are my ballywag as well, the old term ballywag. I'm 73, so I can say stuff like that. Anyway, so what is the... So it ties in with the survey, doesn't it? Because after all, if you don't, those are the surveys and the statistics, and right? Janice, go ahead.
This is Janice. I'm on the Healthy Columbia Willamette Collaborative as a co-chair, and I'm also with Clark County Public Health. And really, what part of what the collaborative has done is taking quantitative data and identified what are some of the health priorities in the community. Where the survey data comes in is the qualitative data that really says this is what the priority is for the community. And so the more voices that we can hear from the community, the more we'll know about what the health priorities are of the community. Then those hospitals, public health, the CCOs, all the organizations that are represented in the collaborative can work together to address those issues.
And I do know that without data, the City Hall is not going to take it seriously. So it has to be approached, right, Amy? Yes, she's shaking her head up and down. We're on radio, darling.
I'm new at this.
Oh, but you're doing great.
It's so important that every single voice be heard from every corner of our community. Multnomah County is growing exponentially, and we have lots of folks like myself who have now joined the senior population. And so we are looking forward to inviting youth in and young people in. We want everyone to come and learn how to advocate, because that's the way things are going to be fixed. At least in my experience, my work has led me to believe that I am healthier and happier because of the work I do.
Oh, spoken like a true warrior woman. Fantastic. All of you are. So with this data, and so folks that are listening here, this is Disability Awareness, and when you're listening to some big projects and some future efforts that are going to make a big difference in the world of disability and elderly issues and youth issues, for that matter. There's a lot of homeless people that are trying to get into housing, etc. It's big, and it's really good timing, isn't it?
I think it is good timing. It's this is the year of the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and many people don't know that. I mean, how many of you out there listening actually know that? Hopefully some of you, because you're listening to a disability awareness show. But it was incredible when I went and I asked a group of folks how many people knew how old the ADA was. Not one of the people in the room knew that. So this is a time where I think some of us that have been hidden, as I said, hidden in the shadows, some of us that have been invisible, there hasn't been very good data and on disability. And it's a time that we're beginning to push and begin to say, we want to be seen, we want to be heard, we want to be part of the community. And we also know that sometimes, as much as they may not listen to data, I feel like there have been times when data has been very powerful, and it's a time where it's really important that we get some very good data to say, these are what the issues are, this is where the intersectionality is, this is where there's a connection between homelessness and disability, this is a place where there's a connection between violence and disability, and we begin to really bring this to the forefront.
Yeah. This isn't just a little boxes like you have a box, you have a box, you have a box. This is the circle, and it's all relevant. And we're in collaboration here, which is absolutely fabulous. I feel so humbled having all of you at the mic, because you're major players in this. And so coming together with, how long will it take to get the data so you can present it to the commissions and then they can present it to City Hall, for instance, or government?
Sure. Well, this survey was released a couple weeks ago, and it's going to be open for the rest of the year, and in fact, I think through January. And so we've got time to get as many people taking the survey as possible. In the 2 weeks that it's been out, we've had a little over 500 surveys taken, which is fantastic, but we're talking about a huge community here, yeah. Four counties, and so we want that number to go much higher.
What's your goal number?
Amy, do you know what
guys are? Yes, we would like to reach around 4,000 people to take the survey in many different languages. Right now, we are estimating that by July of 2016, we will have a compiled draft report of all of this data. And the wonderful thing about all this is I am also going to be involved in the dissemination of the information piece, where I get to work with all of the data coming in from our round one, which we completed in 2013-14, to add to round two, which is now, and we will compile both the quantitative data and the qualitative data to produce an illustration of what's happening in our community.
The reality.
Mm-hmm.
The reality. Yeah.
Well, the survey, you know, really is asking you what your opinion is around what are the priority needs that you have to be healthy. Because, I mean, we all know, even those of us in the delivery system working in clinics, we know that what makes health isn't what happens in the doctor's office. It's out in the community. It's the things that make up our lives. And so, you know, when LaVon talks about housing, you know, those are the questions that we're asking, is housing your highest need? And it gives people a chance to talk, to widen the scope of health. And I think what's great about this collaborative is that it isn't just about gathering the data, but making sense of it and talking and engaging communities in that conversation about what does that mean to make that connection between health and housing, and what can we do, or how are we interpreting what we're seeing in terms of epidemiological data, which is a long word,
right.
But you know, when we look at mm-hmm. what are the main reasons why people are in emergency rooms, and when we make that connection with this broad problem of violence and injury, or what does it look like for someone who has unmet mental health needs and can't get access to a provider that speaks their language or that looks like them and has had similar experiences in their lives. That's what this survey is really trying to get at, is getting that input from people, and we really want to hear that.
How long is the survey? In other words, how is it a 2, 3, 4 papers, 50,000 papers? What?
It's really short.
Short.
Yeah.
It takes short and sweet and to the point, but effective.
Yeah. It takes probably 5 to 10 minutes,
right.
And it's multiple choice. So this survey isn't necessarily where a person is going to write out all their thoughts and ideas. That's what the listening sessions are going to be for. This is more of a chance for you to prioritize around social determinants. What are your biggest needs?
I have the survey in front of me. And that was what the rattling was about, but that's okay. It's worth it, huh? Healthy Columbia, a Willamette survey, and I had taken a look at this when Amy, you sent this over. Wow. So I know in my case, I don't even have a doctor.
Mm.
I have interns. I go to a certain clinic, and I can't even access a doctor because of the low ball insurance. Doctors in this area, and I have MS. And I could go up to Oregon Health Sciences and be a research victim, and I've refused to do that because mm-hmm. I'm not going to get poked and prodded and asked, you know. So this is important. This reaches real people with real problems, with real needs, thrown into the databases, which government's going to honor that. They have to honor that because you're professional research people. I have a degree in drama therapy, and I did creative expression research. And so I know about all the research bit, and I'm still doing that. But they take you seriously when it's, this is huge, people. So when you're listening, as you're listening, please. Do you want people to call in and say, please mail me a copy here? How do you get this out to people? Time for web. If get ready to receive some places where we can reach these folks. Amy, you said your web page already, but how can they reach you?
Basically, you can go to www.healthycolumbiawillamette.org and pick the language of your choice and take the electronic survey. For those organizations where electronic is a barrier, you can email me at advocate55@comcast.net, and I will route you to the folks to get you the paper copies. It's a little more difficult, but we're willing to do it in order to reach folks. So email me if you have any more questions.
And we're going to go by these websites right at the end of the show, so don't worry about it. But that's a beginning. Where do we reach you, LaVon?
The Portland Commission on Disability is housed within the Office of Equity and Human Rights at the City of Portland, and our website is portlandoregon.gov/OEHR/PCOD. Once again, portlandoregon.gov/OEHR/PCOD. The phone number, which goes to our person whose name is Tatiana that supports us, is 503-823-4433. Once again, 503-823-4433.
Thank you. You guys?
So again,
Sandra and Janice, do you have your co-chair of this Healthy Columbia? But is it the same information as Amy?
It is.
Okay.
So healthycolumbiawillamette.org, and lots more information about our efforts are also on the website in addition to the survey.
We have about seven more minutes, so I want a little bit of personal stuff. Why are you doing what you're doing? Who are you? Why? You know, background.
Sure. Well, this is Sandra. I work at HealthShare of Oregon, one of the two coordinated care organizations here in the Tri-County area. And, you know, for me growing up, I had never thought that I would have a career in health or in public health. I always identified as a change agent. I came up doing social services direct advocacy and worked at the Portland Women's Crisis Line for many years. I myself am a survivor of sexual assault and grew up in a family impacted by domestic violence. And when I was in school, I relied on my school-based health center for a lot of services, and that really, and they were integrated. They were what we tend to aspire to, an integrated health where there was a mental health therapist. And I came from a family that just really wasn't supportive of that kind of thing. And there was a nurse who helped me feel better about myself and connected me with services. And I gotta say that experience just stayed with me. And then over time, you know, I really figured out that public health and health needs to change and look out into the community. And in particular, when we talk about things like violence, we talk about things like housing, they seem so abstract when those are actually the things that impact our health the most.
Fantastic, because I like to put the heart and soul to the people behind us, because oftentimes researchers are put in sort of this box where mm-hmm. you're rather unreachable and you're just over there doing research. But you got into this from personal need. And Janice?
Yes, I'm with Clark County Public Health. I'm the Chief Performance Officer. I am particularly interested in how do we make government more efficient, more effective. And so I ended up in public health somewhat accidentally, but my interest really is looking at the systems behind what makes government operate and how do we make them more efficient so that we can serve citizens more effectively and really provide the services that our community needs.
And that's incredibly, because I've been on the other end of that. I live in I have Section 8. I'm I'm 73, I have MS, so my economy's in the bucket, right? Mm. So, and that's the only reason I'm a poor folk, you know, but $50 rent raise, and literally trying to make me homeless. So I went over to HAP itself, Housing Authority Portland, mm-hmm. which they now call Home Forward, got in their face and said, what are you doing? Number one, it was illegal. Took a Elders in Action advocate, and we went over, and we took care of that. But slogging through all that, I have a master's degree, I'm well-educated, I'm in this business here doing this, I'm associated with all you folk, now I know who to call. Like, tell them, Janice, tell them to stop picking on me, for heaven's sake. Ooh, I've got some warrior women on my side over here. But it was, if you have slightly any kind of anxiety or, I mean, I have MS, I shouldn't be put through all this stress at 73. And the housing, and that is a violent act, by the way. That has to be looked at. So here are some people that are in major positions that care. So take the survey and get it in, because if they can get this data, then Amy, and you're a major player in this, and then LaVon, and I guess I'll be on the commission at some point, possibly, then we're going to take it to City Hall. Now, my question is, how open is City Hall to receiving this information? Once this is all done, what is your projection on what they will do? I know we had one major victory with this kid, but I'm not sure we could have time. But we had a victory already, just with some effort that was done.
I think that the issue with City Hall is trying to figure out how to navigate it, and that's part of what we at the commission, we're 6 years old and we're really working on figuring out, okay, how's the best way to navigate this so that we can get our needs met. What I found seems to work really well is when you combine that data with personal stories.
Yes.
You know, we have some of those commissioners who, personal stories, you just see their faces change and everything. And so I think it's a combination of you have to get out there and get in front of City Council.
Yeah.
It sometimes doesn't feel great, but it actually makes a difference, and it's one of the places that we're particularly weak. We're looking at for new commissioners, so contact us, because we want people who want to be heard.
You have slots open, I think, for the I know, because it's a 3-year stint, and then people are going off. And how many slots do you have open for commission?
We have, at the moment, I can't remember exactly, but we're about to have 12 people term off, and so we're looking for people right now.
So people, folks that are listening, if you care about this, you know, disability, and this isn't just about disabled people. There are at least 3 disabled people sitting at the mics here that have self-identified, and 2 lovely women that maybe, well, you had, you know, a background, but this is about you guys stepping up and getting to City Hall and being present, and you can get on a committee. You don't have to pay anything to be on the commission. In fact, just please get on the commission. Get on the commission, go to City Hall. There are things you can do, people, to help not only your disability or your interest in disability, but you can help shift the whole mess with housing, with homelessness, with disability, with lack of accessibility, et cetera, just about any level. Amy.
Yes, the one thing I also wanted to add is, from what I've learned, our city and our county have a blended responsibility to all of these issues. So they work closely together within Home Forward. I am also a member of the HealthShare Advisory Council, which oversees HealthShare's Medicaid members, and we are looking for membership there too. Wow. So if any of you folks are looking to join and participate, I know many committees in this community that are needing more membership because many of us have termed out. So please contact me as well.
Give me the best way to contact you, the personal one, I suppose.
Yes. Advocate55@comcast.net.
Is there a phone number? You can call me at KBOO. I'll put this on my blog and you can connect with me, and then I'll connect you.
That would be wonderful.
Levant, phone numbers, websites, we're getting run out of time.
I'll just give you the personal email, my commission email, lavaun.heaster@portlanddisability.com.
Janice, Sandra.
I think the best way to reach us is through the Healthy Columbia Willamette webpage, which is www.healthycolumbiawillamette.org.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Grace.
So much. Thank you. And we're going to have a part two, because this is we have to go deeper with this. So we're going to have a part two on this show. And Disability Awareness and Grace Eagle Reed out, and get involved, people. It's your life, and these people are here to help.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of The Opening of Mommy, an exhibit at Yale Union, Saturday, October 10th at 4 p.m. Mommy is a group exhibition featuring work by Lutz Bacher, Sonia Hamilton, Diane Simpson, and more, including a performance by Corinne Schneider. The show opens October 10th at 4 p.m. and will be up through December 20th. Again, that's Mommy at the Yale Union, 800 Southeast 10th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, and you're listening to Voices for the Animals.
The more compassion we have towards animals, the more compassion we're going to have towards other people.
If you can value them all, you, you